ద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పదాను సహగనా శ్రీలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖావితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి విషభానుస్తుతే దేవి ప్రణామామి హరి ప్రియే పంచకల్పతరూపస్య కృపా సింధు దేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాశది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంతో 10 చాప్టర్ 29 కృష్ణ అండ్ గోపి మేడ్స్. బిఫోర్ ఐ రీడ్ దిస్ వర్స్, దీస్ ఆర్ వెరీ confidential pastimes of Radha Krishna gopis, and I thought before I start I should read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Adi Leelacha and chapter 4 and text 165. I can read that and then we will cover the verses to get some idea that what topics we are discussing is in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam are very confidential. They are not on the material platform here. They are on the spiritual platform, spiritual world. And how these gopis are, they are selfless, how they are 100% devoted in pleasing the Lord, Sri Krishna. So, this is from Adi Leela, chapter 4, text 165. It says, Atmendriya priti vancha tare bali kama, Krishnendriya priti icha dare premanama. The translation says, the desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust, but the desire to please the senses of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, is prema, love. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The revealed scriptures describes pure love as follows. Sarvatha dvamsh rahitam satyapi ద్వంశ కారణ యద్ భావ బంధనం యునోహ స ప్రేమ పరికీర్తితః. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎంపల్ రీజన్ ఫార్ ద డిజాల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ కాంజుగల్ రిలేషన్షిప్ అండ్ యట్ సచ్ ఎ డిజాల్యూషన్ డస్ నాట్ టేక్ ప్లేస్, సచ్ ఎ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటిమేట్ లవ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ప్యూర్. The predominated gopis were bound to Krishna in such pure love. For them there was no question of sexual love based on sense gratification. Their only engagement in life was to see Krishna happy in all respects, regardless of their own personal interest. They dedicated their souls only for the satisfaction of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. There was not the slightest tinge of sexual love between gopis and Krishna. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita asserts with authority that sexual love is a matter of personal sense enjoyment. All the regular principles in the Vedas pertaining to desires for popularity, fatherhood, wealth and so on are different phases of sense gratification. Act of sense gratification may be performed under the cover of public welfare nationalism, religion, altruism, ethical codes, biblical codes, health directives, fruitive actions, bashfulness, tolerance, personal comfort, liberation from material bondage, progress, family affection, or fear of social ostracism or legal punishment. But all these categories are different subdivisions of one substance, sense gratification. All such good acts are performed basically for one's own sense gratification. For no one can sacrifice his personal interest while discharging these much adverse moral and religious principles. But above all, this is a transcendental stage in which one feels himself to be only an eternal servitor of Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead. All acts performed in this sense of servitude are called pure love of God because they are performed for the absolute sense gratification of Sri Krishna. However, any act performed for the purpose of enjoying its fruits or results is an act of sense gratification. Such actions are visible sometimes in gross and sometimes in subtle forms. So in this section which we discuss in, we will see how the gopis' love is to please Lord Krishna, no tinge of any sense gratification. And these pastimes, even I get a tinge of drop of mercy from the gopis and I get tinge of love, what they have, then our life is successful. So, on that basis, we will be reading here text 31 and text 32. Text 31 has no purport, so I will just read text 31 and then we will discuss 31 and 32. Okay? So, Gopya Uchu, Maivam Vibhor Harti Bhavan Gaditum Nushamsham Santyanja Sarva Vishyas Tavapad Moolam Bhakta Bhajasva Durubhagrahama Tyajasman Devo Yathadi Purusho Bhajate Mumukshun. Translation. The beautiful gopis said, O all-powerful one, you should not speak in this cruel way. Do not reject us who have renounced all material and enjoyment to render devotional service to your lotus feet. Reciprocate with us, O stubborn one, just as the primeval Lord Sri Narayan reciprocates with his devotees in their endeavor for liberation. So before I go to the next verse, I like to talk something about this verse, and the previous acharyas have some commentaries on this verse. This section from from text 31 to text 41 is called Pranaya Geet. Just like we have a Gopi Geet, we have the Venu Geet, so this is a Pranaya Geet. And Pranaya Geet here is the after the love, after prema stage, just we know. Ado Sriddha Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya, we come to the prema. And after the prema stage is this pranaya stage. Pranaya stage is the possessiveness. It is where the love is increases. In this stage, one loses his shyness. And we will see here the gopis in this, from 31 to 41, the gopis are speaking. In the beginning of this section, the gopis are they are trying to have Krishna cooperate with them. They are not angry. But as we will read more and more, gopis will be angry with him. They will lose their shyness. They will directly say what they are thinking. They will speak what they desire. Usually you don't say directly something, but in this case they will directly say to the Lord. Now again, you have to understand that this is all on the transcendental platform. This whole section, whole Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental, but particularly this conversation, the pastimes of the gopis, is very confidential. And we have not experienced, we have experienced in the material world, love between a boy and a girl, or love between man and the woman. We haven't experienced it, but in the mood of Srila Prabhupada, we have discussed this. We are on this section in the Srimad Bhagavatam, so we have to discuss it with understanding that this is all on the transcendental platform. It's nothing to do any mundane so-called love in this of this material world. Here the two words are very important. In this shloka, one is nrasamsam, cruel. They are calling Krishna, "You are cruel. You say you should not speak in this cruel way." And the another word is used is here is the stubborn, which is, he say, duravagraha, or stubborn one. They are calling Krishna. Now why they are calling out Krishna is cruel? So acharyas are describing here that gopis had fully committed. Gopis are here. Krishna played the flute, calling out all the gopis. And there are millions of gopis has come here to meet Krishna. And then they have left there in the middle of the night. They have come because Krishna is playing the flute, calling them. They have left their husbands. They have left their relatives, they have left their children, and coming here, Krishna is calling them. So they are saying that now we are not going to go back. We are not going to go back to our village anymore. We are here. In the previous verse on text 29, they are saying here, the text 29 translation is there, their heads hanging down and they're heavy, sorrowful breathing, drying up their reddened lips. The gopis scratched the ground with their toes. Gopis were scratching ground with their toes for what? They feel like they have to go in the earth. So they are saying here, Krishna, don't act in a cruel way, because we are not going to go back home now. We will be killed here. If you don't act, so we will be killed here. And what will happen? You will get the reactions of sin, of the all the sinful activities you are allowing us to do that. And when you will go back, do you want to go back with that sinful reactions? Taking that sinful reactions of maybe taking, you want to go back to the village? You are the son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is the most religious person who is strictly following religious principles. You are son of Nanda Maharaj. So please don't act this way. You cooperate with us. We have renounced everything. We have come here to perform the render devotional service at your lotus feet. So please don't act in this cruel way. Now here, as I said in the beginning, the instruction, they are a little bit shy. They are cooperative. But in the later verses we will see they will not. They will get angry with Krishna. They are also saying, or they are requesting that, O independent one, reciprocate with us. We are rendering service at your feet. Now second word is used here is the cruel, which is a word duravagraha. Avagraha. Avagraha is the metaphor here used. Krishna is compared to rain cloud. Krishna is Shyama. Gopi is comparing Krishna to rain cloud. And he's saying there, cloud supposed to rain. But here, you are not raining. And if you are raining, what are you raining? You are raining poison. You are cloud, you are raining the poison. How is that? Because first, you are playing his flute. But by the flute, you are emanating the poison. That's what it is for us now. And now, by you are telling us the words, you are saying, on the previous verses we learned, Krishna is saying to gopis that you saw the forest, you saw Vrindavan, you saw me, now you go back. So this is a poison, gopis are saying. This is a poison to us. They are saying that we are like a chatak bird. And a chatak bird doesn't drink the water from the pond or lake. Chatak bird is waiting for the rain clouds. You see the rain clouds and rain, they are waiting for the rain to come and drink the water. So then Krishna is saying to the gopis that you were not satisfied with your husbands. That's why you have come here, so I can satisfy you. Gopis said, no. You are a serious person, gopis are saying. They are saying that you are exalted and you are Shyama. So you should pour the rain, means you should satisfy, you should cooperate with us. Just like rain is, the rain cloud is pouring the rain and chatak bird is satisfied by drinking that water. So please, you cooperate with us. Don't be stubborn. See? So these are the two words very important in this first shloka. Now we're going to go to the next shloka, text 32. I have to read, everybody reads or I just read myself?
Responsibly.
Okay. Yat patya patya suridam anuvritti anga. Srinam swadharma iti dharma vidat tvayoktam. Astvayametadupadesapadatraishe. Presto bhavam stanu britam kila banduratma. Yat patya patya suradamanu vritim anga. Strinam svadharma iti dharma vidat tvayoktam. Astvaeva meta dupade sapadatvaishe. Presto bhavam stanu britam kila banduratma. Yat patya patya suridamanu vritam anga. Strinam svadharma iti dharma vidat tvayoktam. Astvaevam etad upadesha padat tvaishe. Presto bhavam stanu britam kila banduratma.
Word to word, yat, which, pati, O husbands, apatya, children, suridam, and well-wishing relatives and friends, anuvitaha, the following, anga, our dear Krishna, strinam, a woman, swadharmaha, the proper religious duty, iti, thus, dharmavida, by the knower of religion, tvaya, you, uktam, spoken, astu, let it be, evam, like that, etat, this, upadesha, of this instruction, pade, to the real object, tvayi, you, isha, O Lord, preshta, the dearmost, bhavan, you, tanuvritam, for all embodied living beings. Kila, certainly. Bandhu, the close relative. Atma, the very self. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Our dear Krishna, as an expert in religion, you have advised us that the proper religious duty for women is to faithfully serve their husbands, children, and other relatives. We agree that this principle is valid, but actually this service should be rendered to you. After all, O Lord, you are the dearmost friend of all embodied souls. You are their most intimate relative, and indeed their very self. purport. Sri Krishna is the soul of all souls, the dearmost friend and well-wisher. As stated in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, 11.5.41, Devarsi Bhutapta Nrinam Pitrinam Nakin Karo Nayam Trinicha Rajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Saranyam Gato Mukundam Parihritya Kalpam. O King, one who has given up all material duties and has taken up full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. Authority descends from the author of all existence, the Supreme Lord. Natural figures of authority, such as husbands, mothers, government leaders, and sages, gain their power and authority from the Supreme Lord and should thus represent the absolute truth to those who follow them. If one wholeheartedly engages in loving service to the original Supreme Truth, one need not indirectly serve the Absolute Truth through the above-mentioned secondary authorities. Even a soul surrendered to God, however, continues to serve the spiritual master, who is a direct, not an indirect, representative of the Supreme Lord. A bona fide acharya or spiritual master is the transparent medium leading the disciple to the lotus feet of Krishna. All indirect authorities become obsolete when one is directly in touch with the Absolute Truth. The gopis wanted to explain this basic point to Krishna, and some of the bolder young girls among them attempted to defeat Krishna with his own statements as exemplified in this verse. So again, these gopis, they are very simple. They are simple-hearted here, because they are defeating Krishna. Krishna is throwing the heavy arrows to them, and here they are throwing these arrows back to him. And we will see. And we are saying in this verse. Krishna is saying that you have to serve, you have to go and you have to serve your husband, children, and relatives. So they are saying that you are giving instruction, but you are the real object of the instructions. And the word is, for that, the word here is used by gopis, Isha. Isha means the Lord. You are the Lord. You are giving the instructions, but you are the object of the instructions. So we have to follow you. You are the enjoyer of everything enjoyable. You are the absolute relatives to us. Other relations changes as the body is going to change, they are saying. As the body, we are going to leave the body, person leaves the body, get another body, so the relatives, husbands, parents, they change. But you are absolute, you're not going to change. So we have to serve you. He has said that you are giver of instructions on religion. That's true. Whatever he's saying is true. And since you are giving instructions, we are also inquirer. But you are not just giving, you are not just giver of the instruction, you are Atma. You are soul. You are the super soul. And you are meant to be served, so we have come here to serve you. Also, you are the supreme spiritual master. So let us offer our friends and relatives to you. They are existing because of you. They will not exist. You are not there. They will not exist. And the instruction which you are giving, that applies to the ordinary man. But this does not apply to you, because you are the supreme master. You are Isha. So basically, his gopis are, we know from the Sistashtakam, the last verse of the Sistashtakam. What is that last verse of the Sistashtakam? Aslishyava padratam pinashtuma adarshanam marma mahatam karotuva yathatathava vidhidhatulam pato matapranenatastu sayonaparaha. Basically, they are saying the root of the trees, if we water the root of the trees, then everything else is taken care of. These gopis are also Lord Chaitanya's instruction, na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram, kavitam, vajag, desha kamaya. Gopis are above the karma kanda, jnana kanda, yoga, they are above. They are the greatest philosopher here. They are representing real bhakti, pure bhakti. They are the example of the pure bhakti. And that's why Lord Chaitanya said, Gopir Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasan Dasa. And they have all the good qualities. They have taken the shelter of Mukunda. The persons who have taken shelter of the Mukunda, they have all the good qualities. They have surrendered completely to the Lord. They don't have to be, everything else serving is taken care. This is the position of the gopis. And it starts with, in our case, it starts with the chanting, the holy name. By chanting the holy name, and by Srila Prabhupada has given us the holy name, we chant the holy name. Srila Prabhupada has also given knowledge. We understand, we read, we hear this knowledge. We imbibe that knowledge within us. And we develop, we understand the opulences of the Lord. Then gradually come to the bhava, prema. Here the gopis are possessing Krishna, possessiveness. It's there. Sometimes I know when I joined to Hare Krishna's, I wrote to my parent this verse, being so immature. I don't have any responsibilities to you anymore. I'm telling to my parents. And I'm supposed to get some inheritance. I say, I don't need anything anymore. But same Bhadra went to ask them, can I have something? Can I get something from you? So this is out of immaturity. Sometimes we think that way. We quote this verse to our parents and sometimes to our relatives. Oh, we done. But actually I'm learning more from them. I see more, they are more Krishna conscious than I do actually.
But this is the stage which is the gopis' stage. We have to respect each other. We have to love each other. We have to love other living entities. Gopis, they loved everybody. But they knew their goal is to serve Krishna, satisfy Krishna. And sometimes we lack, because of the immaturity, we lack this. We don't understand, and we say these things to others, and we think we don't care. We don't care for others. Think that way. But that's not the proper. Okay, any questions? Comments?
Hare Krishna. So, in the last purport, it stated that one is no longer, if one is a devotee, he is no longer obligated. Well, you are also making the same point. He is not, but in an immature way, he is not obligated to family and so forth. But I think as a devotee, we have to learn the art of doing our family obligations, fulfilling the family obligations, and serve the Lord at the same time. See, I mean, that's important, rather than thinking, well, no, I'm serving the Lord now, so no more family duties. Otherwise, why you take up family life? See, so you have to fulfill your family duties and serve the Lord at the same time.
Sure. Anything else? Yes.
When I was becoming a devotee.
Sorry?
When I was becoming a devotee, I had to give up worshipping of Lord Shiva and Lord Surya, offering water every day to the Shiva Lingam and so forth. But the time I used to spend worshipping Lord Shiva and Lord Surya and so forth, that is a time that will cut into my japa period. So I was wondering what I should do. Mm. And then this verse came up. Mm. so after that, and there was another, this verse, and then there was another verse that says, if one surrenders fully to Mukunda, because Mukunda, he is the shelter of everyone, and he protects everyone, and so forth, that verse. So, as I was thinking that, these two verses came into my vision. And so I said, okay, well, it's all right, then I can give up that worship and you know, chant the Maha Mantra and so forth in the time that I had. So. But I think your point is very, you made a very good point that one should not immaturely use this verse, because it could be detrimental. Because like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said that we have responsibilities in this world, and especially to family members, we also have you know, that responsibility to help them also. They are also living entities. So if you break connection with them, and if we lose contact with them, then we lose the opportunity to help them come to consciousness. Thank you.
No, that's true. I wanna add something into it. Just on this 24-hour kirtan we had, and I was scheduled to on Saturday for 1 hour to chant. And the night before, I received a call from my cousin's son that my cousin is very sick, and he's, you know, he will not live long. So I called to my, he was conscious, but
he had a lungs cancer, and they had have him at home now. So I called him the night before just to say, and I don't speak to him much. Once in a while I call him. You know, he calls me once in a while when we meet when I'm in India or something like that. So I call him and he said, first thing he said that, I'm waiting for you. You know. So I said, well, I mean, a person who is sick, who is going to leave, I should go. So right away I booked the ticket. And that morning I left when the Kirtan was here. I went there and I worship my Govardhan Shilas. I brought my Govardhan Shilas, and they are Vallabhacharya Shankaradai. They love Govardhan very much, and they worship Jamuna Devi, and they worship baby Krishna, and they chant Sri Krishna Sharanama, which is I'm brought up with, which is same as Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Sharanama, I'm surrendering to Sri Radha Krishna. That's what the mantra means there. So he kept chanting that. And during those 3 days I was there, he was so happy with me, connecting. I put his golden shilas on his head and I kept chanting him to Sri Krishna Sharanamama, because I don't want to say, hey, now you have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. You help, that is the same, you help whatever position they are, you help them to continue there so that they can go up. So I chanted for 3 days, whole time with him, Sri Krishna Sharanamama. I read him, they had another Srimad Bhagavatam, I read him whole time. I massage him 3-4 times in a day. And he was so happy. He said, you changed. You should change me here completely. He's telling to all the relatives who are there. And you can see that outside in the world, the relatives, they are there, but they are just, he is there in the room and they are all talking nonsense. The man is going to die, man is going to leave few days, but these relatives have no understanding. So I had to get angry one time. I said, whatever you are talking, he has already heard for last 85 years. This is not a time to talk in front of him. In this room, everything, what are you talking? This is the time to chant. And he was so happy whatever I was saying to him. You know. But then I had to, and I wasn't sure, he was talking, we would have him out of the bed, sitting in the chair, we would take him to the bathroom. So I thought, I don't think he is going to leave soon. So I had to go to Boston for my business. You know, so when I was leaving, so they said that he's, you know, my karmi name Subhash, he's leaving now. So he said, he's coming back in next day, right? I said, I will try, but, you know, I was not going to come. Anyhow, while I was gone, he left. You know, very peacefully. Without any difficulties, you know. But that impression he had for last 3 days being with him is changed completely and changed the whole atmosphere of all the relatives and everybody. Of course, before I was leaving to Boston, I told him that, look, I'm taking you to Florida. I said, I'm taking you with me. You're going to stay with me. I'm going to chant 24 hours, I'll be with you. I will chant Sri Krishna Sharanamam with you. And I will read Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what I'm going to do with you. And I'll provide all, I will take care of you. And he kind of said, no, please don't take me there. Let me stay here. Everybody is here. I said, but you know, Maharaj Parikshit, I said, right? Said, yeah. So I said, Maharaj Parikshit, he knew that he was going to leave in 7 days. And I said, what did he do? I said, he left everybody, right? And he went and he heard Srimad Bhagavatam.
from Sukadeva Goswami. So he said, but you know, I am not Maharaj Parikshit. You know, but I said, well, we have to follow in his footsteps, isn't it? Then he kept telling me, no, let me stay here. So after I was gone, he's telling to others, relatives, that please don't let him take me there at his home. You know, he's a good man, but don't let him take me there. You know? So this is what we make the, you know, we make the impression to, we see how relatives and they are benefiting, living with them. You know? So we have and it is good for them that we are, you know, they were appreciating very much. So I said, I was glad that I could render some service to him and to all of you, you know, whatever service I could offer to all of you in this situation. So like that, okay? Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Bhagavan.